And we have joining us Mark McCloud of the Mark McCloud and Tim Casey Show with Florida Sports Talk NBC. Mark, welcome into Houston and Huber. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing great, Mark. And it seems you've been covering the Florida Gators for some time now. And I get the tough part out of the way first. Last year has, in your time there, was that an all-time low in terms of what you saw the Gators put on the field?
Yeah, definitely. There's no question. That was a very bizarre year, very disappointing. It doesn't even begin to cover it, but it was unusual. It was everything you thought it wasn't going to be, and it's not like anybody thought Florida was going to win the SEC East, because I know I had them picked third, but to see them sink to that new low after, you know, the issues they were having offensively, and then coupled with all the injuries, it was just really a head scratcher.
Yeah, and Mark, as you look at that team, one of the tough things is a lot of times it costs coaches their jobs. They say, "Well, he's lost his team." Now, from this side looking in, it seems like that was happening at the end. But Foley still behind his man, and Muschamp. Was he able to hold his team, and what has he been able to accomplish in the offseason in terms of getting this the Gator mindset back into this team?
Well, that's just it. I mean, they had to go outside. They had to bring in some offensive coaches, and they did so, bringing in Kurt Roper from Duke. And it's going to, you know, that a new offensive change is what Florida needed, because personnel-wise, it just wasn't matching up, and Brent Pease was not doing the job as offensive coordinator at Florida. I mean, they were averaging 3 points in the first quarter throughout last season, and you know, you're not going to win games in the Southeastern Conference doing that. So I think the changes overall have been positive. Roper has brought, you know, an up-tempo offense, but very similar with all the spread option portions of that offense is going to fit really well with Jeff Driscoll, who just really couldn't get on the same page with Brent Pease. Brent Pease had his own issues running that off or running an offense, and it just looks very positive right now for the University of Florida.
And Mark, as you look at this team last year, coming into the season, there was a ranking that had inventory. It was talking about talent on the team. It was Alabama 1, Florida 2, Auburn 3. If you watched it, it seemed like there was a lack of talent there. Is this team talented enough to compete in the SEC East this year? Because they're coming off, what, was it 12-1? I mean, unbelievable season only 2 years ago.
Yeah, 11 wins a couple of years ago. 11. And again, when you look at it, I think last year it was definitely more defensive top heavy, and I would argue the same thing for this year for Florida's team. But it looks like they're getting better offensively in terms of bringing in quality recruits and developing some of the guys that were here, and I think that's going to be good for Florida overall. You know, particularly wide receiver and running back, those skills positions, you could see if you've watched Florida the last 3 years, there was definitely a major decline over previous Florida teams in terms of skills position players alone.
Speaking with Mark McCloud of the Mark McCloud and Tim Casey Show on Florida Sports Talk NBC, talking all things Florida Gators. On yesterday, we were able to catch up with Larry Vitale, and we were talking about Muschamp and what he wants to accomplish. We know he's been a great defensive coach. Is he going to be willing to step back and let Kurt Roper really run this offense? Do you believe he's finally got to that point where he realizes he needs to let the guys do what he's hired them to do?
Yeah, and you know, I think he did let Brent Pease do a bit more of what he wanted. I think over the course of last season, though, things were so bad that he felt like he had to step in, you know,
and
try to make some things happen and try to get something going, because it just wasn't working. Nothing was working last year. And I do think this year he will. He's been asked that question repeatedly, and he said he will. Kurt Roper's been asked that question, and Roper said, look, yeah, that's one of the things that we talked with, about before I accepted the job, is, you know, that you know, obviously the head coach is going to be involved to some degree, but that Kurt Roper feels like Will Muschamp wants to do and wants to allow him to do as much as he can, and that they are both on the same page. Roper said that repeatedly as he's been introduced in Gainesville.
And Mark, what is it that he wants to do offensively? I know, like, all the great coaches, regardless of whether they're defensive-minded or offensive-minded, you can look at the other side of the ball that's not their strength, and you can say this is the identity they want to create. What is the identity that, the Florida Gators, with their current structure, what do they want to be known for? How do they want to be viewed when they step on the field as an offensive team?
Well, what they're going to do is, again, go up tempo. They're going to spread the field. It's going to be more of a spread offense, which is precisely what Jeff Driscoll did in high school, and he was so good at. I had the opportunity to watch him in high school in a playoff game against a very good team, and he shredded them repeatedly with his legs behind a suspect offensive line in high school. Well, you know, the Florida offensive line, they're going to be pretty good, I think. They're not going to be maybe among the top two, three, four in the Southeastern Conference, but they're going to be pretty good. And I think the playmakers is going to help Driscoll a lot as well. When you've got running back like Kelvin Taylor, a young guy who's developing, they've got some experienced guys in Mack Brown behind him. Certainly at wide receiver is where I think you're going to see a nice boost for Driscoll and the Gators this year. DeMarcus Robinson, a young sophomore who's really just demonstrated some playmaking abilities, has matured more, as has Ahmad Fullwood, a big 6'5 sophomore out of Jacksonville who played pretty well last year, especially toward the end of the year when he got some more playing time. You've got Quentin Dunbar, a senior wide receiver. They're pleased with Chris Thompson and some of the other young guys that have come up. So I think this spread option offense is going to really be much more in line with what Florida has personnel-wise, particularly Driscoll, who said that he's going to use his legs a lot more this year, and that's what he did in high school. So it fits for him. The issues with Driscoll guys have been, I think, what you and everybody else have seen, and sometimes decision-making, he makes some poor choices decision-wise. Well, Roper said, I've eased that out. I've scaled that back. He had some decisions he had to make under Brent Pease in that offense, probably maybe too much. So now they've scaled it back a bit, and they've tried to make it easier for Driscoll in the Florida offense.
Mark McLeod, Florida Sports Talk, NBC Sports. Mark, you wrote an article, first of all, is Driscoll ready to shoulder the weight? This, what you just described to us, it sounds like it's kind of a departure from Muschamp's style and philosophy, that I call it that Sabanist approach. But it looks like he's going to feature the strength of, I think, one of the most talented players on your team, the talents of Driscoll. Can he be what we thought he would be when he was replacing Tim Tebow coming in? Can Driscoll take this team to the next level?
That's the million-dollar question. And you're right, it is a bit of a departure from what Muschamp initially wanted to do, and he said that to a degree. The thing is, though, they are going to keep giving the ball to Kelvin Taylor because they believe this offensive line is a pretty doggone good run-block line. Pass block, they think they're going to be pretty good, but that's going to have to be seen. They've certainly got some pieces in D.J. Humphries at left tackle and Chaz Green at right tackle. I'd say Florida has two of the better tackles in the conference. Inside, that's where they're developing a little bit more. So it's going to be very interesting to see. But, yeah, they are going to still run the ball with Taylor, but it's going to be a little different run game, a little different run scheme under this this hurry-up spread option type offense.
When you look at Muschamp, he's ultimately going to be known for what his defense is able to do. Defense early in the season was stout. By the end of the year, a couple games, especially, you know, the Georgia State game, that Georgia Southern game, where they just, like, they fell apart. Is this defense, whether it be because they got the injured players back, added talent, players stepping up, is this defense going to be up to the level that they were a couple years ago?
I think it might take a little time to develop, you know, a few games, but certainly the talent is there. But they do have some guys that they've had to replace, particularly inside. And then when you look at corner and at safety, they've got some big guys they brought in. Alex McAllister has developed as a sophomore. Joey Ivey, Brian Cox Jr. has really come on as a sophomore as well. So they've got some of those young guys that they've got to get in there, as well as Janard Bostwick, who redshirted last year. He's a space eater in the middle at 6'3", 310. So they'll have some of those guys. Certainly when you have a Dante Fowler Jr., that doesn't hurt at all. He's going to be freed up to do a little bit more from that defensive end, dropping back into that buck position. So that's going to be an interesting move to see what happens there. I think at linebacker, Florida looks pretty good as well. They've got to get some of those guys, as you mentioned. You talked about the injuries. Well, the two of their top recruits from 2 years ago were injured, and they're going to have to try to bring those guys back. But at linebacker, Antonio Morrison's played very well for the Gators. And Jared Davis was a big surprise last year as a freshman, and the fact that he was able to come in and do so much, and he only weighed about 220, 218. So he came in at linebacker and did a lot of nice things for Florida. On the back end, Vernon Hargraves III, you can't ask for anything better than that kid. That kid's been sensational. And they've added a top recruit in Jalen Tabor, who they feel will be very good playing opposite Hargraves. But that's going to be a position to watch because, as you guys know, especially when you look at Alabama, there's some pretty good wide receivers in the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, and that, now you have to get to the point where the SEC, you may have to have two shutdown corners, but Hargraves definitely is amongst the best. I mean, no doubt from the time he stepped on the field. Speaking with Mark McLeod of the Mark McLeod and Tim Casey Show on Florida Sports Talk, NBC Sports. Mark, one last question. Just going to put you on the spot here. Auburn, 3-8 the year before. Florida, 4-8. Is there potential? I'm not saying they will, but is there enough talent and enough reorganization and enough right attitude that Florida could kind of be in that same conversation as a turnaround season like Auburn had last year?
I think there is in the turnaround. Now, I'm not going to say they're going to win the SEC and go to the national championship, but a turnaround season, I definitely see it. Because, again, just as a guy who saw Driscoll in high school and sees, you know, was able to see enough in the spring what they're going to do, it's going to really, it's right up his alley. It is right up his alley, and he has not been the quarterback Florida thought they were going to get, but the kid is awfully talented athletically. He's unbelievable with his speed, and he's got a strong arm. He's got all the tools, but it just hasn't come together. I think this offense will allow him to do so, and I think there are enough pieces on that offense and enough talent to develop that Florida will have a turnaround season. To what degree, I'm not sure.
You got a win-loss record for me?
Well, you are putting me on the spot, aren't you?
We got 8-9 from Larry yesterday. 8-9 wins yesterday. So yeah. I mean,
well, it's funny because that's exactly what I was going to say. I can see an 8-win season, and honestly, I can see a 9-win season. I think they can knock off one or two of these teams they're projected to lose to. But still, you know, I just don't see this team beating an Alabama or a Florida State. But you know, or an LSU maybe, but you know, I do think they can, I do think they're capable of winning 9 games.
All right. Well, Mark, we appreciate that. And the Alabama fans love you for saying you don't see them beating Alabama. So, thank you so much for taking time to join Houston and Huber this morning.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great show.
All right. Thanks. As Mark McLeod,